This is a podcast from the Angel News Network with author Joel Anastasi interviewing Ascended Master Saint Germain and the Inner Earth Council as channeled by Philip Elton Collins.
Greeting, beloved humans. We come to you, we are the frequency of Saint Germain in concert with the Inner Earth Council. We are an Inner Earth Council representing the 12 star systems that seeded this planet, dear ones. We also take into consideration the past Earth civilizations who have made their transition into this higher frequency of existence called the Inner Earth Civilizations. Dear ones, the abused being the abuser. The abused being the abuser. When humans are abused, it is not unusual for them to pass the abuse on. A parent abused in childhood can abuse their children when the parent's inner wounded child is not healed. If you oppress other humans, the identity within them will eventually react and rebel against you. Ultimately, you cannot permanently control another since you did not create them, dear ones. And the forces that created them have no desire to control them since they were created through love. This is the importance of a personal process to heal the inner wounded child so the abuse is not continued. That is why the higher realms have taught humanity the importance of healing self, since it is the only relationship you're having in this frequency, dear ones. What is not being accepted with the current Israeli-Palestine war is that there is enough for everyone. There has always been enough for everyone on this planet. You need to learn when there is enough, be it money, be it property, be it your desires. In fact, the folly of humanity thinking they can own any land is insane. You cannot own what you did not create. Your Native Americans had it right when they knew land did not belong to them. They could use it and protect it, but they could not own it. The irony of this recent war is that those fighting one another are in fact DNA brothers and sisters. Dear ones, this is not unlike the American Civil War, where brothers and sisters were killing one another. This insanity keeps repeating itself. This type of separation is the original separation of humanity that was seeded within you long ago when your DNA was altered by advanced beings to serve their purposes. You are within a process of healing this alteration so you can advance as a human species. You heal by becoming conscious of your situation, accepting and healing it through a chosen personal process. One other factor that complicates the current war is that this geographical area has been an ancient, powerful past. Jerusalem, surrounding areas such as Iran, Iraq, were central spaceports when advanced civilizations came to this planet thousands of years ago to harvest what they needed on their home planets. During this period, there were wars between brothers over who had the right to control this area and the entire planet. There ended up being major atomic wars. Much of this land is still radioactive today from hundreds or millions of years ago of warfare. This brother conflict has been DNA passed on down to current humans in this particular area and other areas of the world. Your Bible speaks of brothers Cain and Abel. It is why this area has been in conflict through the ages. Until this warring DNA is healed and released, there can be no peace in this location. It is time to know you are diversified versions of one another from the same source. You're each other in disguise. You have heard this so many times before, dear ones. Still, in your world, there are hidden forces, not unlike the advanced civilizations of long ago, who assist in creating wars and separation for their own gain. You call them cabal. You call them Illuminati. It is time to shine the light on them and expose what is right in front of you, most of the time creating the problem. We within the Inner Earth Council here with Saint Germain know only too well what severe war on the surface of this planet looks and feels like. As a result of atomic wars between Lemuria and Atlantis, the Inner Earth civilizations were created through a dispensation from the Galactic Federation. In fact, there are over 100 civilizations who were once on the surface of this planet who left due to some type of conflict or opposition and received higher realm permission to transcend into a higher frequency of existence. The same process is going on now. Peoples you called with names like Sumerian, Babylonian, Mesopotamian, Hopi, Aztec, Mayan, and others lost in time ended up in the higher frequency inner earth civilizations. Dear humans, it is time to know and apply that war simply does not work. It is time to heal the forces within and outside yourself to stop the madness. In cosmic law, there is never an acceptable way to kill one another. How may we further assist you at this time?
Well, Saint Germain, thank you for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
You gave a wonderfully brilliant...
Love 12, dear one.
I'm sorry, repeat that, Saint Germain.
I am in the presence of the Council of 12 and the Inner Earth Civilizations, dear one.
Well, welcome to all of them, and thank you for all of you joining us. You have very briefly outlined the history of this mess in the Middle East, this constant conflict, this murdering of brother against brother that's been going on forever. And you talked about it in all of its complication, and you even went back to the roots of all this. You said so many insightful things. One of the things you said was it's time to shine the light on the forces that are continuing this separation, this turns brother against brother. How do we do that?
By simply acknowledging that they are here and stop not acknowledging that they exist.
Who are they?
Simply become aware of them. Follow the activities and what is causing those activities and begin to see a pattern of many wars through millennia. Through that process, through your consciousness of them, you can eliminate them. It is the thing that they fear the most, is that you will expose them. They're often right in front of you, dear one.
Well, I've been trying to prepare myself with the complicated background of the wars of this area. And a lot of it is discussed very openly, that these are not new, that these are separations that have been going on forever all the way back to biblical times. So there's a lot of discussion about it, a lot of exposure, but they don't talk about it in terms of the way you phrased it, I don't think, that these are forces that continue to work for separation. Can you identify who they are?
There are families that you know currently, that you've heard before, the Biedermeiers, the Rockefellers, the Mullins, the Morgans. Look at your financial structures and situations of those who have tried to control the planet through monetary systems, and they will be discovered forthrightly. They have ancient roots that go back to the beginning of humanity on this planet. And they had been in service to some of those ancient roots for millennia. But in your phrasing, it's always about follow the money, and you will discover the reason for activity. War produces income. War keeps people in a state of confusion so they cannot see the truth of what, how they are being controlled. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. You are shifting the attention away from what all the news analysis, which is talking about Hamas and Hezbollah and Iran and all the peoples who live there and the age-old forces. You're talking about something much more hidden and subterranean, which has to do with systems of power in the entire planet and financial controls and so on, which is a fundamental shifting away from what all the news focuses on.
We are discussing the core roots of the cause, knowing the effects. But it is something that has been going on for millennia, a brother against brother, and beginning to reveal and explain the reason for that. That it has to originally to go back to the manipulation of the DNA and RNA of what became humanity through advanced civilizations who came here for their own purposes and their own means. And as a result of that, even those advanced civilizations had their own internal wars, brother against brother, fighting over who would be in control over the planet which they came to from other distant planets, solar systems, and galaxies. So this has been going on and been transplanted into the human DNA, this conflict, this brother conflict of one against another. In reality, usually the same DNA against each other. Do you understand?
Well, of course, I do understand. You know, in your discussion, you talked about these intractable problems being, and you referred to the inner wounded child, and you talked about the abuser abusing the, et cetera. Those are fundamental issues that aren't settled easily or quickly. So here we are, we're seeing our President Biden flying to the Middle East, trying to do what he can to deal with the human tragedy unfolding here. So what's the next step for those of us who watch all this chaos, recognizing its history and recognizing its complexity? What does the average person do in trying to not only understand, but also to deal and hopefully change what's going on there?
How many presidents have gone to the Middle East supposedly to create peace and for it not to be successful just in your lifetimes alone, dear ones?
Many.
What we are attempting to reveal to you, to teach to you, is the basic core of these events, which you have done in our opening statements. So the answer to your question is, listen to what we have to say. If it resonates, if it discerns within you, then accept it as truth, as the foundation, the deeper foundation of why this is happening, realizing that all of your attempts within modern times to quell it have been unsuccessful. What we are offering is another path, by understanding how and why this originally began long, long ago.
Well, I know we're not going to be able to resolve this today, but as I look at what you're telling us, two fundamental issues emerge for me. One has to do with who really controls the levers of power in the world and how these conflicts are set up to perpetuate, to keep us in chaos so that they can maintain and increase their power. And the other has to do on the individual level, how healing the separation, all those conflicts, has to start with healing ourselves and healing the wounded child in each one of us.
Yes, exactly. And understanding how that all took place originally by the advanced civilization altering human DNA to create what became modern humanity, how they were, even though they were advanced civilizations and continue to be advanced civilizations, they still had the ability to war with one another, actually brother against brother. The Anunnaki, who originally came to this planet, fought. Brothers fought over who would control the planet. The particular area we're discussing now, what is being called Palestine, Israel, Jerusalem, those were the major teleport space launching locations on the planet. Because at the time, much of the planet was experiencing an ice age. So that particular location became their central point of mining within the planet and creating humanity as we know it. The great pyramids in Egypt, which they helped build, were actually communication and energy systems to fuel their transportation and their civilization activities on this particular planet. All of this is largely not accepted, or if heard, not believed. But until this wisdom of the beginning of humanity is really accepted and fully understanding of how it happened and why it happened and where it happened, you will remain in a state of confusion and delusion as to what the solution may be. What we're trying to explain to you, what we are explaining to you, is information which is actually readily coming out more and more in your underground presses, in your cyberspace communications, of exactly how things began in this planet and how this warring has been going on. And specifically in this particular area called Israel or Palestine, how it has an ancient history and past of conflict and control. Does this help you?
Well, it does, and of course you continue to summarize it in a very clear way. You know, you're absolutely right, of course. The way the history of man is explained to us, somehow our civilizations, our modern mankind, according to the historians, only began about 12,000 years ago with the Sumerians. So that ancient history that you referred to is not believed. And so how in the world do we get to the point where we can begin to accept the fact that we do have ancient history that you've explained that goes back millions of years?
By accepting the truth. By simply accepting the truth. And realizing that the history of humanity, that the history of the planet has been explained to you, has been with a very limited capacity. It is almost an analogy might be, until the microscope was invented, humanity did not know that a whole unseen world existed. Until the planet as a large body of civilizations understands its origin, its roots, and what happened during those periods and how that is predicating what is going on now, you cannot find a total solution to the problem. What is missing is the true basic cause of the conflict, knowing the effect. All we can do at this time is attempt to explain to the world what is happening and why, and perhaps for many, and for others who already know what we're speaking of, some truths will help you better understand to apply this new wisdom in developing a game plan for peace.
Well, what you said is very fundamental, of course, and it's going to lead me to my next question. I recently had a conversation with Adama, the father of mankind, and he opened his conversation but did not develop a statement that soon the existence of the Argothic network, which is the civilizations in the center of the earth, would be revealed. Is that true, and is that going to be part of the mechanism of how mankind will at last understand what the history truly is?
It will probably be the final solution. It's a matter of when humanity can receive this information and not be frightened by it. Imagine what it would do to the world leaders to know that there are entities more powerful than they are. It is not to disrupt the entire structure of the planet, but to create a new parallel path. And the revealing of the inner Earth civilizations or other galactic forces within this solar system and galaxy would be a beginning. Knowing, dear ones, that these beings have been on the planet for millennia and are currently here as well. Some seen, some unseen. All of this appears to be science fiction for many, but there are those more coming in awake that are understanding what is being revealed now is the truth, and it helps to develop a modern solution to ancient problems.
I know that we are on different timelines in the various dimensions, so time is a difficult thing to nail down, but Adama used the word something like soon these revelations would occur. Would you have any observations to make about that?
Remember, where we reside, there is no time. There is simply now. So whenever you take these wisdoms from our higher realm frequencies, from the fifth dimension and beyond, and you pelt it down into the density of time and distance which humanity is experiencing, to pinpoint an exact date and time in your vernacular would be challenging.
Okay.
But we would say, when you are ready, when more of you are ready to receive the truth of what we are saying and develop not only an individual awareness and consciousness, but a collective consciousness that can create a cosmic shift on the planet, that's when it will take place. It will be up to you. It will happen when you are ready for it to happen, dear ones.
You have empowered us with teachings about the I Am Presence and the Violet Flame. What would you say about that here in terms of the process you're talking about?
Use them. Apply them. Those are universal tools to assist you in manifesting a positive result in a dense frequency. It's basically bringing light on a frequency, in this case a violet, which is a very high vibrational frequency, to elevate, to transcend, to ascend the density that you are in into a higher frequency of existence. That is the purpose and meaning and value of tools such as the Violet Flame and many others.
You have given us examples of affirmations we can use to implement this in various of our works for the purposes of our listening audience now. Can you offer an affirmation to empower people to employ the I Am Presence and the Violet Flame?
Through the employment of the I Am Presence and the Violet Flame, I am opened to a new truth. A truth that will identify the cause of separation and eliminate the current effect.
Thank you, Saint Germain, the Council.
You are welcome, dear ones.